Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. An OHV is an off-highway vehicle.
It's a motorized vehicle, and it's mainly used off-road on trails. In general, they're not street legal. They include three classes of vehicles: motorcycles, ATVs, and full-size vehicles like Jeeps.
Stephen Thompson manages the off-highway vehicle program for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Texas is a little unique in that it has more off-road vehicles than any state other than California.
OHVs appeal to a variety of users.
I got my first motorcycle in 1968. I've owned them ever since. I always enjoyed the thrill of riding motorcycles. I enjoy practicing my mechanical skills. But while I was in Vietnam, I was wounded, and my right knee doesn't work as well as it used to. And in fact, the surgeon told me in 1972 that I would get X number of steps out of that knee before I needed a titanium replacement. So it's hard for me to get into the backcountry anymore and to walk there and carry all my supplies. And there are many people that are like me. But over and above the folks that have some mobility impairment, riding off-road vehicles is fun.
With 97% of Texas land privately owned, Texans have very little riding space open to the public. We'll have more information on one program that's trying to create more trails for OHV riders to explore. For more information on OHVs, visit passporttotexas.org. That's our show with research and writing help from Kate Lipinski. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.